Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sawgrass.com. The Sano Show on South Florida's sports leader. 25 years and counting.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Biggest boss and I've been in Trillis. I'm a bigger problem when I click with Skrillex. Murder on my mind, it's time to pray
to be joined in studio by one of the best fighters on the planet. I love the fact that this man trains locally, one of the best middleweights in the world. Yoel Romero is with us, the soldier of God. How you doing, Yoel?
Oh, thank you so much, you know. Alex, I'm very well, you know. I'm feeling so great. I thank you, God, for my life, for everything what happened in my life. Something bad, something good, but everything I say good, you know?
Well, what bad could possibly happen to Yoel Romero?
You know, that now we're waiting for the opponent for UFC because UFC say I have a one fight for the next year and February 4 in Brazil, in Belém. In Belém, in Brazil. Now, I don't know who is the opponent. That's what we're waiting now.
So is that going to be announced soon? Your opponent for Belém, Brazil, February 4th?
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. You, but whoever it is, you're going to smash them, correct?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. So, what have you been up to recently? You are coming off a loss to Robert Whittaker. It was a very close fight. But how are you hoping to bounce back from that after suffering your first loss in a very, very long time?
You know, I think about what is the what I do, what is the mistake in the fight, you know? I work a lot about in my mind, in my plan, in the future, you know? And now I can fight for everyone because I reparier my this mistake what I do in the fight.
This man we are talking to is a silver medalist in the Olympics with the Cuban wrestling team. I thought you should have had the gold that year, Yoel. I thought you were robbed of that gold medal. But he's going to head into a fight February 4th in Brazil, Belém, Brazil. I've got to ask you, Yoel, being a big part of this middleweight division in the UFC, your take on what's happening now with George St. Pierre, a welterweight, winning the belt, vacating the belt after beating Michael Bisping. Is it hard to see the state of the middleweight division right now?
Right now the UFC want to fight for the title Robert with Luke Rocco in Australia, you know. In my class, you know, middleweight division is very complicated, you know. Many talent. And not right now, Robert is the number one, you know. He's the champion. He's the champ. Saint-Pierre, you're is retired again.
Should he have ever been allowed to fight for that belt?
He retired again.
Yeah.
He defied the belt.
He vacated. But should they have ever given him a title shot in the first place?
No. No, you know, every time I think is he only fight Bisping. That's what
right.
I think.
Right.
It's only for his coming. He say I coming not for the fight. I coming for this fight. You know, we know that's what happened, and that's what happened. You know, we know.
I would like to see you fight Bisping.
Everybody want. I want to.
Everybody
only
wants
one
to fight
guy
him.
In the world. Only one person who wanted to see this fight happen.
It's Bisping.
It's Bisping.
I knew where you were going with that. Know?
But I work a lot in my mind because I know that's not happen. Now he say he want to fight in London, and that's the last fight for him. And for sure, he have many names in your hair, but not having my name.
That you're the one name he refuses to mention.
Sí, él no va a querer pelear conmigo. Él tiene muchos nombres menos el mío.
But so you are telling me, though, that an opponent to be named, there is somebody in the UFC who has agreed to fight you February 4th. So someone is stepping up to the challenge of Yoel Romero.
You know, what I see, maybe is Kevin Gastelum.
I'd like to see that.
Because I think Song is Jacare, I fight with him.
Yeah.
Jared Bronson, I fight with him.
It's a great win, both of those.
And Chris Weidman.
Yeah, another great win.
You know, Chris, I don't have an opponent. Chris, I think Song, he don't have an opponent. But Jacare and Jared Bronson, he have the final fight, you know? I think UFC needed somebody for me for the February 4, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's Kevin.
I would like that.
Maybe it's
and
Kevin.
And he's coming off a big win over Michael Bisping, so I think that could be a good matchup for you.
You know? I think so. Maybe it's him.
Tell me about Robert Whittaker, who is the champion now. You lost a close fight to him. Tell me a little bit about his style and what makes him tough to beat.
I have a big respect for this guy because he's very humble.
Yeah,
That's what a more impression I have for him. You know, but it's normal. It's normal. I think he's a good champion. He's good people. I have a respect because I see he's training a lot, you know. When the people is training a lot, you need a respect for these people, you know. He's training a lot. But he win. I say, thank you, God, you know, thank you, God. When something happen in your life, you need to see what happened, you know. Mm-hmm. Why happened, you know. And I repair the mistake. That's what it's
good.
I repaired this mistake. And now I'm no stronger. Believe me.
So you learn from the loss.
Yeah. I come back right now more stronger.
Like you could fight today.
Yeah. believe me. I'm more stronger. I wanted the people to see the new. Not the new, because it's the same, but more stronger. My mind is the same. I go for my goal. My goal is the belt.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
And I would love to see.
I want to fight somebody and go to the championship again.
Who do you think wins between Robert Whittaker and Luke Rockhold? Who's going to fight him next?
I don't know. Believe me, I not stop my life in thinking about who wins. No, I not stop my life in expectative of who wins. No. I continue training. I continue my focus. I continue my life, you know, and training for my incoming. Incoming is the bell. That's it.
And I don't think this guy ever stops training, Yoel Romero. And his manager, Bean, is in the building as well. Has he ever stopped training a day in his life? This is not a guy who's ever skipped a leg day, who's ever skipped a bicep day. I think this guy has trained every day of his life.
The only time that I saw him not train was when we went to Cuba and he actually went and he saw his son and saw his family.
Oh.
And it was touching. It was touching. I don't know if you guys got to see that, but it was a touching. And it was to the point that it took 2 days. And he said, let's go. We got to go back to training. Like nothing happened. He hasn't seen his family for 12, 13 years. He goes back to Cuba. He dropped tears. He saw his family. Everything was good. And it was like, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back. And then went right back to training 2-3 days later. I was like, this guy is a machine.
How long had you not seen your family before that?
11 years.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine that.
11 years. But you know what? When I called Cuba, I come back for the United States, I'm more strong inside myself, you know, because not only my family, all people in Cuba, I say, hey, you're the man. Please take the bird and bring the bird for Cuba, for here, for the humble people.
Yeah.
You know, I say, I do.
Is anyone in Cuba able to watch you fight? Are they able to?
Yeah, the people see. The people, I don't know why, on who, why, I don't know. But the people stay in actuality day for everything what happened in the UFC. Not only for me, not only when I Yoel Romero fight, no. Everybody, many people see and in Cuba, what's going on? What happened in the UFC show?
That's good.
The company.
To know.
This is good. This is good because people love it. The UFC fight.
And I'm happy that they're able to watch you because I know, like, even in this community in South Florida, with so many Cuban Americans, they really take ownership and they take pride in your career and in your success. So I can imagine that in an entire nation of Cuba, where you are one of their favorite sons, that they take a lot of pride in watching you succeed.
Yeah. You know, you can see it right now. Many Cuban fighters stay here in the United States.
Yeah.
That's because you have more information.
Right.
And that is more passion, more love for the fight, you know? That's it. And now here, many people stay here, many Cuban guys. It's only me and then two guys for the UFC. No. Now more people coming. The more people have more, and not only coming. Talent.
A lot of Olympic medalists.
Yeah.
Like yourself.
Yeah. I'm very happy. Yeah. Because I want to see many people, many Cubans stay in the USC, you know?
Well, no. I consider this to be the start of your press tour. February 4th in Belém, Brazil. The great Yoel Romero, his race for the middleweight belt. That's your goal, the title.
Yeah.
You will not stop short of that goal.
For sure. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, my friend, for taking
you.
The
stay
time.
Here. I have a good time. Every time when you say, you coming for the players, I see here. Because it's like in my house.
Well, you guys, like you're two of my favorite people right here. Bean, the great manager, because there's always a great man behind a great man.
Thank you, brother.
Always appreciate your time. And, of course, Yoel Romero, future middleweight champion of
thank
the
UFC. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We'll talk some soccer. We're going eclectic here tonight. The Alex Donov Show continues next here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.